We're going to open our Bibles to Revelation chapter 17 and verses 1 to 9. Now, we just talked about this part of Revelation tonight, about the great whore Babylon gets burnt and destroyed. And we're in heaven, a great host of people in heaven are rejoicing about it. And that's us. That's us. So if somebody gets stuck into you about rejoicing over the Notre Dame getting burnt, say, well, there's more to come. Watch this space. There's more to come. So my little devotional here tonight is Seven Hills and Roman Catholicism. And it's from Revelation chapter 17. So I'll just read verses 1 to 9. There's a fair bit there, but it's all scripture. Verse 1, Revelation 17, verse 1 says, "And there came one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials, and talked with me." This is John in heaven, saying, "Come unto me, come hither," or saying unto me, "Come hither. I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-coloured beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet colour, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth." Verse 6, "And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints, and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration." You know, this is a mysterious thing, not like, oh, I admire her, I love her. And the angel said unto me, "Wherefore dost thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman, and of the beast that carrieth her, which hath the seven heads and ten horns. The beast that thou sawest was, and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit, and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was, and is not, and yet is. And here is the mind which hath wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth." All right? Let's pray and ask the Lord to help us understand this. Thank you, Lord, for your word. And, Lord, we thank you that your word is got many, many prophecies, Lord. And we know from the time we've been saved pretty well, Lord, that your prophecies are 100% accurate. And what you say in Scripture, Lord, will come to pass. And we pray, Lord, tonight as we look into this prophecy of future events, Lord, that we will understand what you're actually saying to us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. There is an argument coming not only from Roman Catholic sources, but also from some Protestant and evangelical scholars and teachers, that the great whore, spoken of in Revelation 17, is not the prophesied One World Church, which will be headquartered at the Vatican, as we believe that it is. That's what we believe, eh? Yeah? What we just read there in chapter 17, Roman Catholics. That's the Roman Catholic Church. Babylon the Great. All right? Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots, an abomination of the earth. We believe that's talking about the Roman Catholic Church. Alright, these people are saying, that's not the Roman Catholic Church. They're promoting that because the Bible describes the whore as a city set on seven hills, it therefore eliminates the Vatican, because Vatican City proper only sits on one hill, not seven. They argue that the geographical location, which is historically called Vatican Hill, by the way, isn't even one of the seven hills upon which Rome is built. False. They claim that all seven hills are actually located on the other side of the Tiber River, across from the Vatican, not the Vatican. The Vatican's not involved in it, they say. That's Roman Catholics and some Protestants, evangelicals. But is their argument valid? Have we been led astray by our prejudice into falsely accusing that the Roman Catholic Church is the religious organisation being spoken of as the Great Whore in the Book of Revelation? Are we wrong? Are we wrong? We need to find out. Well, let's take a brief look tonight at the facts. It is within the city of Rome, which the Catholic Church itself calls the City of Seven Hills, that the entire area of Vatican State proper is confined. Almost 800 years ago, Pope Innocent III abolished the Roman Senate and placed the administration of Rome directly under his oppressive control, and that of succeeding popes. Even before that time, the Pope had for many centuries ruled as despotic kings over the entire city of Rome and its surrounding area, as well as over large territories across Italy known as the Papal States. It wasn't until 1870 that the city of Rome and the other Vatican-controlled territories were finally captured by the army of the newly united Italy. Pope Pius IX took refuge in Vatican City, which has been the headquarters of the Roman Catholic Church ever since. Hey, marvellous to see too. Vatican City's got a big wall around it. Nobody can get in there. And yet he's getting stuck into Trump because walls. We're not supposed to be building walls to reach people. We're supposed to build bridges. And what Donald Trump's doing is wrong, you see. Well, pull down your wall, Mr. Pope. He's got a big wall around the Vatican City. They're hypocrites. They're hoping nobody notices. Most people in the world don't know there's a big wall around Vatican City. You can't get in there unless you're invited, all right? Anyhow, the Roman Catholic Church has been in Vatican City ever since the popes have been headquartered in there. Nevertheless, the Roman Catholic Church's property and influence are not confined only to Vatican City, but it extends throughout all of Rome. The Vatican owns about one-third of Rome, the city, and its influence is everywhere, through its monuments, churches, and other institutions scattered throughout the entire city of Seven Hills. An article in the National Catholic Reporter of August 1995 was titled, Rome Where the Pontiff is Supreme. This is a Roman Catholic publication, all right? Rome Where the Pontiff is Supreme. That's what the title of the article was. It was stated in the article that, quote, no city comes close to being so suffused with religious culture as Rome is with Catholicism. What has emerged over the centuries is unmistakably a culture of the papacy. That's the city of Rome, the city on Seven Hills. They're talking about that. The article went on to refer to the monuments to Roman Catholicism found everywhere in the city of Rome and stated that all roads, sooner or later, lead to the Vatican. Rome is the world's spiritual crossroads. The Roman Catholics themselves are saying that in their official publications. A Roman Catholic publication called Our Sunday Visitors Catholic Encyclopedia adds the following, quote, hence, one understands the cultural place of Rome in the life of the Church today and the significance of the title Roman Catholic Church. Since the founding of the Church there, Rome has been the centre of all Christendom. The Roman Catholics claim that for themselves. That's from the Our Sunday Visitors Catholic Encyclopedia. So Roman Catholicism itself claims that the city of Rome, because of its relationship to the Roman Catholic Church, is the world's spiritual crossroads, centre of all Christendom. No other city on earth claims such spiritual leadership. Not only that, despite their own admission of association with the city that sits on Seven Hills, the Roman Catholic Church, as well as the city of Rome, which it occupies, which it is identified, is in violation of its claimed relationship to Christ. It has been in bed, so to speak, with the earth's secular rulers in unholy alliances throughout its entire history, qualifying it uniquely as the whore, which we've just read about in Revelation here. Oh, the great whore, the mother of harlots, the abomination of the earth. The angel said unto John, I'll show thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters. She's a whore, and she's been in bed with secular institutions throughout the whole history. So, no other city could qualify as the city mentioned in the book of Revelation. By its own admission, the Roman Catholic Church continues to this day, as it has throughout history, to dominate Rome, the city of Seven Hills. Not just in the Vatican, in the whole city. So when we claim that the Roman Catholic Church is the religious organisation being spoken of as the great whore in the book of Revelation, we are not simply responding to our prejudices, are we? But to historical evidence and to Roman Catholic Church's own boastful claims of association that perfectly match the Holy Spirit-inspired prophecy as found in the book of Revelation. In verse 9 of Revelation 17, our opening scripture, it reads, "And here is the mind that hath wisdom." Here is the mind that hath wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. Okay? That was the last bit of that verse we read. And here is the mind which has wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. Proverbs 9:10 reminds us that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. But that wisdom and knowledge is only available to someone who is a genuine born-again believer, as we've been taught about in last year, and many messages last year we had about the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, all right? That wisdom and knowledge is only available to someone who is a genuine born-again believer. The real issue is that the people promoting this argument in defense of the Roman Catholic Church are not saved. That's why they can say those things, because they can read it, and like you say, Steve, they got blinders over them. They're blinded by the God of this world. They can't read it and see, that's talking about my church. Consequently, they don't have a mind that has wisdom to understand the truth of what the scriptures teach regarding this issue. The Bible tells us that the seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. What does that mean to you? What does that mean to you? What does it mean to me? That's the question. What it means to the defenders of the Roman Catholic Church, however, doesn't really matter. Amen? Who cares what they think? What does the Bible say? What has the Holy Spirit of God led you to believe? Our guide and into all truth is the Holy Spirit. As we read the scriptures, we get wisdom. As we dedicate ourselves to God, He gives us wisdom to understand things, you see. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. If you don't have fear of God, which they don't have, they have fear of their priest, some of them, but they don't have the fear of the Lord. Therefore, they don't have the wisdom to be able to read Revelation and find out. That's talking about my church. But we understand today. And that's what matters. That's what matters. Amen. Let's close in prayer. Thank you, Lord, for this short study, Lord, in your word.